we're in the city over here at Daf Gimel Amud Aleph, and we spoke about the Havaminus in the Gemara, that perhaps in the world of shame, without an extra pasuk, we wouldn't know the halacha of Lo Machal Yekarna, and perhaps without an extra pasuk, we wouldn't, in the world of Regel, have known the din of Azal Memela. We would have thought it's Dafka, a situation of Shalach Shluche. And we tried to explain that within our understandings of the uniqueness of shame and the uniqueness of regel, that these havaminas make sense. Namely, that they would, that within the world of shame, we spoke about the fact that it's a world of not just of hanola hezekon, but the world of achila is basically a world of being nehenesh shelo birishus, as opposed to being mazik. And so we would have thought maybe in a case of lo machal yekarna, where you have an achila which is mazik. That in that Hana, which is Mazik, maybe over there, that would come under one of the other Avos Malachos, Kamash Malan, that it's shame. It's not a halacha that it would be Pater, but maybe it would come under some other Av Malacha, some other Av Nezek. And Hu Hadin, in the world of Regel, that once Hezekot Matsui, we saw according to Rabbi Natan, that the moment things are Matsui, then we have an issue of Shmira, like in the world of Haganiska Mamona, and perhaps if you are paying for the lack of Shmira, then that would only be if you're a partner. If Shluchei Sholach, Mashen Ken Asol Memela, perhaps it's not a lack of Shmira, Kamash Mala. And then at the end, we're pointed out that maybe Travayu Shavi, that maybe we can view a common denominator between shame and Regel, that both of them would only be in a world of Shluchei Sholach as opposed to Asol Memela. That maybe this world of Ishmira would expand to cover both Avos Mazik. Now that was our general direction. But we, in the course of going through Daf Gimel Amud Aleph, we left out a few side issues. So let's look at them currently. The fourth Tosfos, Shem Behemos Ashalachban. The Gemara had a havamina that perhaps the pasuk that dealt with Ubir B'stei Acher would relate to the world of Shein. Right, now it's the Ubir Z'Shein. Right, Ubir the Mashma Regel, Mashma Shein. Ubir B'stei Acher. Mashma regel, dechsiv mishalchi regel hashor v'chamor, mashma shein, dechsiv shein behemos, a shalach ba. So Tosfos of here points out, afal gav darinan bi'alma, behemos sheyesh behem eres k'nachash, v'noshchot u'mimisot, dehavi neshicha she told it to Karen, mikol makom, irinami, etc. Namely, if that looks at the pasuk, shein behemos a shalach ba, what's the context over there? Parshas Ha'azinu, for those who don't remember Chumash by heart, so I printed it out for you. Mesei Rav, Vuchlemei Reshef, Ketef Meriri, Kadosh Baruch Hu is dealing with all of the makos that he's going to bring on those individuals who ignore his presence. And then it continues, V'shen Behemos Ashalachvam, that's what our Gemara is quoting. But the Pasuk continues, Im Chamat Zochrei Afar. Namely, the Pasuk ends up, with the nachash im chamas zochalei afar, and so l'chora pshat in the pasuk is shein behemos shalach bam, like Rashi says. Rashi over there shein behemos ma'isa hayahayu harechelim noshchin umemisin. And just as the nachash is noshech umemis, so also the shein behemos shalach bam, Kadosh Baruch Hu would cause behemos via a neshicha. They would have a certain eris that they would also kill. And then, that has nothing to do with shame. You know, it's killing with Eris, L'chora, is the tolda of Karen, as we'll see in a little while. Mikom makom, irinami b'chayos ra'os, shedorsu v'ochlu lahana asan. Kidim targeminan, shen behemos, shen d'chaya bro. V'chaya b'chal behema. Namely, that even though Rashi understood that the mazik, which is described in the pasuk, is eris, is like the nachash, but the unkulus's perish over there is that the shen behemos relates to chaya, shen the chaya bro, the shen of an animal that lives out in the wilderness, And then we're dealing with the chayos rosh, shedor suva achul lahanasa. Like the Gemara will see later on about the aridores, etc. In other words, that already can move into the world of shame because we're assuming that they're eating lahanasa. Okay, so Tosus just points out that it's not so clear in the pasuk that we're dealing with the world of shame. But derech agav, once Tosfos raises the issue of neshichas nachash, Tosfos takes for granted that neshichas nachash is told the Karen. Why? With what common denominator that has with Karen? Kavanasa lahazik, right? That this is kavanasa lahazik. However, I sent you to a Tosfos on Daf Tezayin Amud Aleph. That on Daf Tezayin Amud Aleph, Tosfos over there is explaining the Mishnah that we have on Daf Tezvav Amud Beis. The Mishnah Daf Tezvav Amud Beis points out, after it says that Hashem u'edes lecholos haroila v'chule, the Mishnah concludes as the ev v'hari v'hadov v'hanamer v'hagardalas v'hanachash hare elu mu'adin. And in this hare elu mu'adin, Tosfos wants to distinguish between the different types that are in the Mishnah. Lav b'chol inyane hezek sesosan shivim mu'adin, Ela kol echad b'midei du urche kagon zev v'taraf ari v'daras o taraf lohaniach avol midei de lav urche kagon ari de taraf o'acha v'chen shar hezekos lav urchayu lo havei mu'adim l'shem chatzi nezek. However, b'midei du urchayu, the Mishnah is talking about a case of mu'adim, b'midei du urchayu m'shayim nezek shalem. What nezek shalem are we paying over here? What does Tosfos imply? What nezek shalem? What is the urche of zeev v'taraf ari v'daras lahaniach? What are we referring to? Shame. Yeah. That's the context of the Mishnah, right? In other words, the context of the Mishnah is that we're talking over here about shame. In other words, in the way that they normally eat, the ari is doreis or toref lahaniach. The zeev is toref in order to eat immediately. That these are shame. However, then he continues, and therefore, Hainu Dafka Bechatzer Hanizek, Birshus Harabim Pater, the Havi Shame, that he says black and white, Havi Shame Birshus Harabim, Kedar Mashmul Bigamara, Ari Birshus Harabim, Doris Vachal Pater. Then he continues, Vafilu Nachash She'ein Nehne Minishichasa, Kedar Minim Perakamba the Tainis, Niskat to Kolachayos Eitzel Hanachash Vomros Maha Noa Yeshlecha. So there's no hana'a. So l'chora by a nachash, it's not shein. So what is it? So Tosfos continues. Mikomakom kaven de urche b'hachi have kmo regel upater birshus harabim. Namely, that as opposed to our Tosfos, that assumes that by the nachash that we have a told of keren, that the first three times you would pay chatzi nezek because it's kavanas lahazik, Tosfos on daf tetzayin points out that nachash is different than the other animals who eat. The other animals who eat are shame. That's the hanola hezeko. The nachash has no hanola hezeko, so it's not shame, but it's regel, because orche b'hachi. That's what Tosfos says over there. On the other hand, on the third hand, right, we have the Rashba on the Bezim and Beis, that I reprinted for you over here, that the Rashba, when he's working off of the toldos, or of the nature of shein hanasa lahazik, so he points out over there that nearly heichad yesh hanala hezeka ha ein hanala hezeka anashicha gufa kamahader umodehu di yesh nashicha shehu tolda the shein, even if the person doesn't, even if the animal doesn't swallow it, simply the biting. That turns it into shame. This was the case that we saw of Lo Machalya Karna that had been brought by Rabbi Yishaya in the Shita Mekubetzet. That this would be an extension of shame. V'chein chatul, chatichas basar, that even if the chatul can't swallow the basar, but it bites into it for hana'a. U'mashal nezek shalem pam harishona. However, since it's shame, dafka birshus hanizek aval lo birshus harabit. And then he continues, u'mihu dafka bor chayu b'hachi, halav or chayu b'hachi mishunahu. And then it would be told of the Karen, and he quotes the Gemara later on, of Kalba da Achal Imre, etc. And then the Savar Ani, smack in the middle of the Rashba, Sha'af ha-Nachash she-Nashach, have a Tolda de-Shem. Again, Tosas, we saw Machokas, if it's Tolda the Karen, or it's Tolda the Rego, comes along the Rashba and says it's a Tolda de-Shem, Af api she-no ochel, lefi she-nehene b'nishichasav. The Rashba says, no. The Gemara says, come to time this, just as the, in other words, someone speaks Lashon Hara. He gets Hanoah to speak Lashon Hara. It's not the classic Hanoah of being satiated with food, but there is a sense of Hanoah. And then he says, Inami mitolda de regla. He brings in Tosfos on Daf Tet Zayin, that Shita. However, Eina told us Karen, as Tosfos by us holds. So we have over here a three-way machlokas. In other words, whether Neshichas Nachash is Karen, Shane, or Regla. How are you going to see what's going on over here? Yes.
Is it possible that Tosas by us and Hakimul doesn't mean to say that it's a Tolda? Is it possible that Tosas is Nachash? He doesn't mean to give an example that Nachash is one of these behemos. He just means behemos that have eris the way Nachash has eris. But he's not giving Nachash as an example of one of the behemos.
He says, "Lachain eris kenachash v'no shachem yisus dahavin neshichashi Tolda tekeren."
In other words, Tosas would admit that for a Nachash to bite would be urche. And that's why it has to be either regular shame. But he's saying for these animals to bite and kill is not orche.
That's possible. It's possible. Yeah, it's possible. But if you would have asked me, prima facie, what is the shiras nachash, I would have assumed it's told the Karen because of kavanas lahazik. Namely, there certainly can be such a shita in the Rishonim. It's not Tosfos, so we'll find it elsewhere. That since the nachash is kavanas lahazik, it would be told the Karen.
Then maybe Tosfos is going to admit that it's orche, right?
But the question again. So what is the issue over here? That I mean, which is underlies machlokes rishonim. And we have by every av mazik, we have a phrase to define it. Right? The Karen, according to Gemara and Daf Bezon, is Karen is had kavanas lahazik, Shane is yeshana lahezeko, and Regel is hezeko matzui. What's the issue that we're dealing with now?
I guess if all the factors are present.
What if you have all of them, right? In other words, what do you do when you have an animal which is kavanasa lahazik and yeshana lahazekon and hezeko matzui, which is the case of the nachash, namely that way all of them come together, is one of, in other words, does one of them have a zchut habechora? In other words, so he's saying the moment that it's kavanasa lahazik, who cares if it's, you know, where it's if it's orche or if it's not orche, who cares if it's has hanah? You know, it's the uniqueness is, or pum faker. Do we say once it's hanah lehezeko, who cares that it was kavanas lehezek, and who cares? Or once it's hezeko, you know, it's how do we weigh them one against the other? Most of the world, most of the situations, we have simply divide and conquer. It's only one. By the Ari. So we assume it's pure hanah. That's the Ari's source of food. He kills in order to eat. But the nachash, you have a nachash that will simply bite and then walk away, or whatever you call it, zochel away. Right. In other words, so how do we deal? You know. And then on the other hand, says the Rashba, we assume the nachash has some perverse hanah of getting back at. And Adam and Chava, has a primordial memory of Mashu. Because so I don't have, you know, it's, I have no clarity in terms of what direction to go, other than the fact that all of this is very, is, you know, we'll have to come to some conclusion. And we'll come to situations where, you know, it's where the Gemara is going to make combinations of bor and regel. In other words, they're going to bring in from Eish and Boar. In other words, there are other Avos Mazikim, but within Keren, Shein, and Regel, within that which is viewed in the Gemara as Shor, in the Mishnah, at least according to one day, that Shor includes Keren, Shein, and Regel. You know, here we have a question as to what do we do when we have two or three factors that combine, yes?
Right, you'd think we'd just be, like, depending on the Metzius, we'd just be Machmir for whichever one would be, like, the most. If it's Shane and Regel, and it's and Karen, but it's, you know, and but it's in Rosh Hashanah, so like we should just like pick the one that works the best for the Metzius, like isn't that?
Yeah, but the problem is again we're dealing with Motzi Mechavel of Haraya, we're in the world of Mamonos, where there's no reason to be Machmir. In other words, lefech. You know, it's from a super more reason to be makel.
But it's not a suffix. It's all three are true.
Beseder, okay. But Tosfos takes for granted that Barur, there's not going to be a chiyuv whether it's Shein or Regel. In other words, in Rishus Harabim, he's going to ignore the kavanas olahazik of the neshichas nachash. So maybe in the moment that something is hanoas or kavanas olahazik falls off, maybe kavanas olahazik is when there's no hanoah. Again, what's classic Kavanas Olahazik? An animal goring. Would the Rashba say that an animal goring also he must have some perverse hana'ah, otherwise why would he do it? No, the Rashba doesn't. He says by the Nachash. But specifically by the Nachash. Don't know. I'm just raising that this is something that we'll have to come back to. Yes?
There's potential nafkamina and whether there's an Isser Mazik or not. Meaning if there is an Isser Mazik, then maybe we'll look at this as a suffix and go with Chumrah versus...
Again, in other words, in situations where we have a suffix, whether you're chayev or not, so then, as we pointed out, we can view it from the perspective of the Iser, perspective of Mamonos. But let's say, you know, it's within Tosfos, whether it's Shein or Regel, leaving aside the Karen, so there's no suffix, everyone agrees you're Patur Brishus Harabim. And the question is just, under what rubric does it fall? That's, you know, it's simply how to define it. Okay, that's one he'ora. Okay. So, let's move on in the Gemara. We have the two dots. Tolda d'shein ma'idi. So the Gemara says, Niskachacha b'kosa lahana asa v'tinfa peros Lehana Asa. How do these turn into toldos? Maishna Shein Diyesh Hanova Hezeko Umamon Chosh Mirosan Alecha Haninami Yesh Hanova Hezekan Umamoncha Ushmirosan Alecha. Why are these called toldos de Shein? What is the rule of the Gemara? How are we defining a tolda? In other words, an Av Mazik has a pu'ula, and it has a certain tchuna, right? That there's a certain act, and there's a certain tchuna in English. What? Kavanos olahazik is a tchuna. Hanol lehezeko is a tchuna.
Motivation.
What? A
motivation.
Not necessarily a motivation. A character. A character, right? Anyway, said it has a certain act and it has a certain character. What that's the av. What would be the tolda?
Same character.
Same character with a different act, right? Like in the world of Shabbos. In the world of Shabbos, every av malacha has a pula and a tachlis, and a tolda has the same tachlis but a different pula. Right? That would be the classic. And so over here you have the tchuna is yesh hanah lehezekon. We're dealing with a different act. The act of the Av is Achiva. Here we're dealing with an act of Tinfa or an act of Nistkachacha. That would be a classic Tolda. And we saw, right, that the Gemara later on Daf Kaf Gimel pointed out that even Nistkachacha Bekosel can have an Ukimta of Machal Yakarna. You know, it's that not all the time when an animal rubs against a wall is it going to destroy the wall, but what was the case of Machaya Karna of Niskachacha Bakoso?
Rubbing off the picture.
Right, the tzortzura. You had a picture on the wall and it rubbed it off, so you can have, so it fits into the whole framework of shame. Machaya Karna, lo Machaya Karna, the world of Atuma, everything fits in very nicely. In terms of Tinfa Peros, we've seen that there are two classic examples of Tinfa Peros. What does Rashi say by us? What's the Tinfa Peros? Nisgalgala Alehen, as opposed to the Rabbi Yeshaya in the Shita, and we just saw the Rashba on the Beis of the Beis, we saw the Meiri. How do they define Tinfa Peros? What would be another case of Tinfa Peros?
Chewing it and spitting it out,
right? In other words, that you're dealing with the case, we gave an example of Lo Machalya Karna. Is there a way of distinguishing between these two Tinfa Peros, and maybe only one of them would fit into the Gemara over here and not the other? Again, using the principles that we had earlier. In other words, that an Av is that which has a certain Maisa and has a certain character. The Tolda has the same character, but a different Maisa. So Niskachacha Bakoso clearly is a different Maisa. Within Tinfa Peros, which is clearly a different Maisa?
Nisgalgil.
Nisgalgil Aleihem is totally different than the world of Achila. That would be a classic Tolda. Yitachein, that Lo'asa, if it chews and then spits out, we would view that not as a Tolda, but rather as what? As an extension of the Av, right? That would be the previous Gemara of Machalya Karna, Lo Machalya Karna. Only now in the Gemara do we come to the world of Toldos. Yitachen, that we would have something we would call Me'ein Av, similar enough to the Av that it would still be considered to be the Av, not the Toldos. So, in other words, that is a way of getting around the issue that the Rishonim had with Tosos, who brought the Tinfa Peros. Maybe the Tinfa Peros that Tosos spoke about was the world of Lo'as, of chewing, that would be similar enough to the world of Achila. Masha'en came, you know, the Tolda, that would move over Daphnis Galdil. Or you could say no, that maybe Lo'asa is a different world. That we'll see in a moment. However, we have a Gemara later on Daf Yud Zayin Amud Beis, that appears to have a different definition of Tolda. That we have a Mishnah on Daf Yud Tes Amud Beis, right? Mishnah Daf Yud Tes Amud Beis. Ketzad had Shem Mu'edes Le'achol Es Haro'ila Habehema Mu'edes Le'achol Peros V'Yirakos. The question is, how do you read the Mishnah? What's the ratio of the Mishnah? Ketzad had Shem Mu'edes Le'achol Es Haro'ila Habehema Mu'edes Le'achol Peros V'Yirakos. So that bothered the Gemara over here on the top of the Yud Zayin Amud Beis. Last word on the second line. Ela me'ata sefer the katani Hashem u'edes habeima mu'edes mai avos umai toldos ika. Namely that in the Mishnah on the Yud Zayin Amud Aleph we have a similar construct. Keitz et haregel mu'edes l'shaber derech iluka habeima mu'edes l'halok kedarka u'l'shaber. So the Gemara said, Tana Ava, Tani told us. But you can't do that in the world of Daf Yud Tes Amud Beis. There's no Av and there's no Tolda. Over there we're talking about eating. Lechol Asaroila, Achla, Peros, Vierakos. There's no Av and no Tolda. My Avos and my Toldos Ika. So Rava responded to Ravina with the Bidichusa. I explained the Mishnah on Daf Yud Zayin Mid Aleph. Avin told the Now you, Ravina, Shani Chada. Now it's your turn to explain the Mishnah. You explain the Mishnah Daf Yud Tes Amud Beis. The time am I? Okay. What's really the understanding of the Mishnah? Amar Rav Ashi, Tana Shein Dechaya, VeKatani Shein DeBehema. That when the Mishnah says Ketzad Hashein Mu'edes, that's Chaya. Habehema, that's the behema. Why do we need a mission to tell us that? Salka daitach amina v'shilach es bi'iro k'siv. And what is bi'iro? V'heima in chaya lo kamash malan v'chaya b'chlal b'heima. What over here is the hav amina of the Gemara? What would be the din in Shein Chaya? Look at Rashi. Tama maya sefer koi v'iro hainu targum shel behema. Kamash molan masnisin da ashen de chaya name mechayev. Namely, without the chiddush of this extra line in the Mishnah, what would we have thought about Shein Chaya? Pater. Shein Chaya be Pater. And Gzeres HaKosel. Since the Torah says v'shilachas bi'iro, you're only chayav for an animal. Again, it could be a svara as well. On a behema, you could speak about a lack of shmira. Perhaps on a chaya, it's not in the realm of shmira by its nature. A chaya is a wild animal. Maybe there's no, even if you own it, maybe you're not mechuyav to watch it. It's beyond your ability. But that's pshat in the Gemara. However, I sent you over there to the Shita Mekubetzes, and I forgot to print it. Okay. So look at the Shita Mekubetzes over there on Daf Yud Zayin Amadeis. That's what happens at 1 in the morning. So in the Shita Mekubetzes, Daf Yud Zayin Amud Beis. Behema in Chayalo. This is a section from the Marikatz. Umikoma kamayiti mechayev shen dechaya mishum toldos. Mili dahave beneschachacha lekosa lahana asa de mechayevinan le mishum tolda de shen. Hainame hanoa lehezeko. Ubekan itzri chashminan. The chiddush of the Mishnah is the Shen Chaya na mehave av. Okay, in other words, according to the Maori cats, the Gemara never had a hava mina that a Shen Chaya would be potter. Why should a Shen Chaya be potter? It's your Chaya. You own a cat, so it's your Chaya. You own a dog, it's your Chaya. And so when your dog
is a Chaya.
What? As it was said, a behema. A behema is a domesticated animal. It's a chora. If you decide that you want to domesticate a dog, okay. But a dog basically is a wild animal, no?
I heard
a dog is a behema.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
Like the dogs, like the species that we keep in houses. Yeah,
I'm not. Okay, they said.
There's other kinds of the dogs who live on campus are not are chayos, but that's
not. Okay, so dogs on campus that are chayos. If you decide that you want to train the dog on campus and make it your pet. So the Gemara never thought that you'd be potter. It's mamoncha l'shmiras hanolecha. The moment that you put a collar on it, it's mamoncha. You're responsible for it. We would have thought maybe it's a tolda as opposed to an av. Kamash malan, that it's an av. That's how the Mahari Katz learns the sugya. Now again, the Gemara rejects it. The Gemara says that Shen Chaya is not. But the Gemara da Havamina, that Shen Chaya would be a tolda. Why would Shen Chaya be a tolda? What definition of tolda would explain Shen Chaya? Namely, according to our classic definition, you have the same Maisa, right? In other words, or a different Maisa, like Niskachacha Bekosel or Tincha Peros, with the same tchuna, the same character. Over here, Lechora, by that, according to the definition, we don't have a Havamina. What over here is the Havamina?
Maybe Chayos eat in a more wild way, so it's not the same food.
Okay, that's a possibility. We'll come to something similar to that in the Yerushalmi. But I think over here we have a much simpler explanation. Again, our classic role model in the world of Av and Tolda is what?
Shabbos,
right? Tani Avos told us, okay, in the world of Shabbos, so we pointed out that classically, you know, words, we have a world of Av that has the same, a different Maisa, but the same Tachlus. But there is Machlokas Rishonim. Look over there, and I quoted for you, underneath the Yerushalmi. The Bavli points out on Daf Ayin Gimel and Beis, Hanotea v'hamavrich v'hamarkiv chayav mishum zoreya. So Rashi over there explains, mishum zoreya klomar, inhuname zoreya hein. Ze zoreya av bizraim, v'ze, namely noteya av b'ilanos. That we can have a concept of a me'ein av. That in the world of Shabbos, even though we have 39 avos, some of those avos can have broader definitions. Like the noteya will also be an av. It's an av parallel to zoreya. Or the Mishnah mentions ofe as an av. So we'll say that mevashel is an av. You know, this is, ofe would be in bread, and mevashel would be in a tashel. But basically dealing with the same maisa and the same tachlis, it's a me'ein av. However, Rabbeinu Chananel over there says, hanoteya vlad shel zoreya. That noteya is a tolda. Ki hanoteya no'etz yechur shel ilan ba'aretz umisgadel kagon hamapil hazera la'aretz vitzomeach. Would you say that the difference over here is in terms of the maisa? Where's the difference between noteya and zoreya? That according to Ben Hanan, el noteya is a tolda as opposed to the av.
A different
chafta. Namely, that the moment that we're dealing with it, we can have also a form of a tolda where you have the same maisa but a different chafta. The same maisa but a different chafta. Yitachem. That according to Ben Hanan, that would be the havamina of our Gemara. Maybe everyone agreed the havamina of our Gemara. That if you have the same maisa of eating, but a different chefza, or if you want to call it a gavra, whatever, however you want to define the chaya. In other words, you have you're dealing with a chaya as opposed to a behemah. The Torah speaks about v'shilach es bi'iro, about a behema. What if we have a different chefza, not the behema, but a chaya? Maybe that would be a tolda, like noteya is a tolda of zoreya. Kamash malan, either according to most Rishonim, that's not a definition of tolda. Or according to Ben Hananel, that's not a definition of tolda in the world of Nezikim. That may be a definition of a tolda in the world of Shabbos, but not in the world of Nezikim. So we have over here another definition, a possible definition of the concept of tolda, where you were to have a different, the moment we're moving over to a different chefza, that already would be considered to be a tolda. Again, Rashi didn't learn that way. The Yerushalmi, Lachar is working more in the direction of Chayim. Look at the Yerushalmi. Toldos Hashem. Havia be'inan meimar. That was a havamina. Para sha'ochla sa'orim. Chamor sha'ochla karshinin. Kelev she'liklek es hashemen. Chazir sha'ochla basar. Kulan toldos d'shem inun. Comes on Rav Yitzchak and says, Mapito. Kulo ikar shein inon. Namely, again, similarly, we have a havamina that maybe we'd have a broader definition of tolda. Mar comes back, no, it's an av. What's the havamina over here? Why would a para she'achla sa'orin, assuming that sa'orin would be the food of a chamor, and a chamor that achla karshinin, assuming that karshinin would be the food of a shor, right? And kelev liklik et shemen, assuming that shemen is not normally something which is eaten by an animal. Chazir shelachla basar, assuming that the chazir usually eats garbage, doesn't usually eat basar. What over here would turn this into a tolda? As a havamina? Again, the easiest way of learning would be that this would be similar to what? Again, where is it? It's a shinoi in the chefza, right? Not the chefza of the ochel, the chefza of the dovar ha ne'echal. Again, maybe this is also, since this stuff is even more similar to the world Avnoteya Yichur Shel Ilan, as opposed to some Zera. Again, maybe that the Yerushalmi also is working in the Havamina offer of Rabbeinu Chananel. Again, with the Maskana being either this is not a Tolda at all, or it's not a Tolda in the world of Ezekiel, maybe it's a Tolda in the world of Shabbos. But what other option is there over here? What did you want to suggest? That maybe when you eat something...
I just want to know why I wasn't canon, maybe.
Because there is Hana. Okay. It's eating for Hana, but what? What are we assuming? There is a Shinui, namely that this is sort of like, we would call it Achil Adiat Chak, namely you're eating something which is normally not eaten, and therefore, what question would there be as to whether this is an Av or a Tolda? Again, the Av is the same Maisa, to have an Av, you'd have the same Maisa and the same character. To have a Tolda, you'd have the same character, but a different Maisa. What would be the question over here about the Para eating Saora, or the Chamor eating Karshinin? Is this called an achila? Namely, that when a person eats something which is not his norm, is that still called a maisa achila? If it's still called a maisa achila, so that's the av. If it's no longer called the maisa achila, then that would already move over into a tolda. Namely, not working off of Rabbeinu Chananel, not working off of creating a new criteria of a cheftza. No, we're dealing with the cheftz is irrelevant, like most Rishonim understand. No difference between noteya and zoreya. My nafkamina, whether you're putting a seed or a bulb or a sapling, my nafkamina, it's all the same thing. You're putting something into the ground. However, over here, yitachen, that maybe if you eat something that you're not roi to eat, that's no longer called achila. Does anyone know of a precedent for this question? Look at the Gemara in Shavuos. Amar Rava, Shavua shelo ochal, v'achal afar, patur. We have a din in the world of Shavuos that if you make a Shavua not to eat, and you eat something which is eno roi l'achila, then that's not considered to be a kiyum or an avera over your Shavua. However, boy Rava, Shvua shelo ochal afar. He makes a shvua, he's not going to eat dirt. So Gemara says, Bekama, what is the shear on which he's going to be over? Kev andama shelo ochal daite akizayas, o dilma kev andalav midi da achle yinshihu, bekol shehu. Teku. I mean, what over here is the issue? What's the abaya of Rava?
Is it considered, if you eat
on
Shona, is it ochal?
Or is it simply, what else would it, or what?
Ingesting something?
Okay, fine. In other words, exactly. In other words, that do we say, okay, in other words, this is Mishuna, but you say you want to eat it, so that turns it into Achila. So Hu Hadin, the moment that the Para eats Saorim, that's a Maisa Achila. If it's a Maisa Achila and it gets Hanoah, is that an Av or a Tolda? That's enough. That's the maskana of the Yerushalmi. What's the havamina of the Yerushalmi? The havamina is maybe an achila, something which is not real achila, is not called achila. If it's not called achila, then it's similar to nischacha chabakoso, or similar to, you know, tinfa peros. It's not a maisa achila. Okay, that lechora is that which is dealt with over here. This is, you should just be aware, this is a broader question. I quoted to you over here, I brought you a Minchas Chinuch in Simon Yutes, where he points out that in the world of chametz, it speaks about that a person shouldn't eat chametz or sa'or. Now, sa'or, by definition, is inedible. It's something which is used to be machmitz, other sourdough, that in itself is inedible. So the question is, what exactly is the Isur of Sa'or? Are we talking with an Isur that you have a din of Biur, that you have a din of Tashbisu, or is there also an Isur, Midoraisa, to eat Sa'or, which is Masher from the Pasuk? Hinei b'chlav halav hu Sa'or. V'zeh lashon Rambam, Isur chametz v'Isur Sa'or shebo machmitzim echad hu. Vihi, it's Gemara in Beitza. Pasach HaKasav V'chametz V'gamar Basor. Remember the first Mishnah in Beitza. What is the shiur on which you're chayiv Abayiro Abayimatze if you have sor in your house? V'chein V'chesef Mishnah V'ayin V'Rav HaMagid V'chesef Mishnah L'Av HaMishnah Primegodim V'falpil Sham U'mevi Sham Shitos V'chametz Av Shenifsal Me'ochel Adam Chayiv Kores U'malkos. That maybe from the fact that Seor is brought in the Pasuk, it teaches us that Chametz is a Yotzei Dofen. That even if it's Nifsal Me'ochel Adam, your Chayev Kares Umalkos. The Seor after Nifsal Me'achilas Kelev, Chayev Kares Umalkos. Gzera Sakosavi, Vayen Sham, Shehiksha, but there's a Gemara that says, Kol Yisurim En Glokin, Ela, Kaf Dalad Reish Aleph. You're learning Minchaskina from the old editions. Ela kederech achilasa, right? V'hane mile, in other words, v'kile hakere. In other words, that the exception to the rule of derech achilasan is kile hakere. Lo amrinan chametz osor dechayev alein avshinisam achilas adam or afilu meachilas kelev. It's not mentioned anywhere in the Gemara. I mean, it makes sense that it's gzeras hakasav, but the Gemara should somehow bring it in. The Gemara doesn't mention anything about that. Lefech, we have a rule. The rule is that if you're eating something shelo kederech achilasan, there may be an iser daraisa, but without malkos. V'lo yadati al kol panim. There's an achrichas over here in the Minchas Chinuch, even though he says he's not marich. V'lo yadati al kol panim b'sor after eino roi l'achilas adam aliba tekulei alma. In other words, what is the halach with your chayev for eating it kareis u'malkos? Again, the question is: okay, you eat it. Is that called achila? Is that defined as achila, or is it defined as some other act? Chaim used the phrase ingest. You're ingesting it. I guess in Hebrew, maybe we would say it would be an act of bulia, as an act, you're swallowing it, as opposed to an act of achila. En kamakam lefalpel kinyanam arukim. Okay, in other words, this is an issue b'chala Torah kula. B'chala, it has relevance to us over here.
This is the question of achshavei. This is the question of achshavei. Whether you consider something food, it becomes food.
Achshavei is a din drabanan. Here we're dealing with an issue on a doraisa plane. You're 100% correct. There is a din of achshavei that I could take something which is eino roi l'achila, and if I go ahead and I eat it, then midrabanan. Right? Over here we're asking whether there is a root on a doraisa plane. You're very, very correct. Correct. It's the same principle. But here we're dealing with an avmasik. We're talking about what does the Torah mean? The Mishnah Minchas Chinuch is not talking in drabanan. He's talking about malkos and kares. In other words, malkos of 39 of them. Malkos, not malkos mardus. Okay. In any case, this havamina of the Yerushalmi was rejected. Whatever the havamina was it that we're redefining achila or that over here maybe the fact is a different cheftza. That already defines as a toll, but that's rejected, and we view all of these as an av. So what is the toll of shame according to the Yerushalmi? Let's go back to the Yerushalmi. V'ha tani toldos hashen kishedorsa al gabi nod male shemen ubesika gufa nehene. That an animal stomps on a container that's full of oil, and the oil then goes on the animal, and the animal is nehne from this oil massage. Kama de tamar shein ocheles maguf nehne, just as in the world of shein, where you have a maisa achila and the guf is nehne, afhacha nehne gufa. Here we have a different maisa, but we have the same totsa'a of hana'a. We have the same tchuna of hana. Why did the animal, we're assuming, why did the animal step on the container? Because he knew the container contained shemen. He knows that shemen is very wonderful when it's put on a person, when it's put on the outer skin. It gives a wonderful feeling. The animal wanted to be nehene, so it on purpose created a liquid shemen or pulled it out of its container in order to roll on it, in order to be nehene. Okay? Similar to tinfa peros, to a certain degree, this galgal alehem lahana asan. However, the Yerushalmi didn't say Tidfa Peirost, and it didn't say Niskacha Cholokoso. Is there something in the case of the Yerushalmi that this would be an exclusive tolda as opposed to Niskacha Cholokoso and Tidfa Peirost? And could there be a Machlokis Bavli and Yerushalmi in terms of tolda d'shein? That's what it appears. No? Our Gemara asks tolda d'shein, Niskacha Cholokoso and Tidfa Peirost Ranasa. The Yerushalmi asked, my tolda, had a havamina of para achal sora, rejected that havamina and says, no, it's an animal. I mean, the case of our Gemara is much more common than the case of Nod Mole Shemen, and the animal now goes rolling around in the Shemen. But that's what the Yerushalmi says. Could you think of why this would be more of a tolda than the world of Niskacha Bekoso? Or Tinfa Peros?
I know Sicha and Achilof usually come up with regards to like the Inuyim.
Is there a word in the Yerushalmi which is not in the Bavli when he's defining over here? Go back to Bavli and Gimamad Aleph. Kishen. Right? Ma Shein Yesh Hano'a Lehezeko Mamon Cheshmeras Hanalecha. Go to the Yerushalmi. Kamada Temar, Tamana Shein Ocheles Vahaguf Nehene, Avhocha Nehene Gufa.
Gufa?
Gufa, right. In other words, the Bavli doesn't mention Nehene Gufa. The Yerushalmi mentions Nehene Gufa. Then we, over here, as David pointed out, that we have a world on Yom Kippur of Sicha. Kishsia, that the Torah says that we have a world of inui nefesh. We consider achil and shsia to be inuyim midoraisa, and then we have also sicha. We have machokas rishonim, is sicha doraisa, sicha drabanan. But what's the connection of sicha? We view sicha is similar to shtia. It's similar to drinking. What's the common denominator? In both of them, nehene gufo. That we have a world of nehene gufo. Nehene gufo, in other words, as opposed to niskachacha bekosel v'tinfa peros. What's the difference between the shtia and sicha on one hand, and the form of hana'ah, the hana'ah lehezeko of niskachacha bekosel v'tinfa peros? No, Chaim, what was your term earlier?
Ingesting,
right? The common denominator between Sicha and Shtia is both of them are ingesting. One is ingesting via the mouth, the other is ingesting via the skin. It's being absorbed into the animal. Niskafecha bekosel, the animal is not interested in absorbing paint or absorbing mud. It's interested in the act of rubbing, in the act of scratching itself. It's scratching itself on the wall, it's scratching itself on the peros, but in terms of the Yerushalmi, it says maybe you require an act which is more similar to achila. Again, not the same act. If it's achila in a broader sense, like chamor sha'achal karshinin or para sha'achal sora, that's the av. But if we're going to have a quasi-achila, we're going to have nehene gufo in a different manner. It's going to ingest. It's going to absorb in a different manner. That already would be the tolda over here of shame. Okay.
The node mole shemen is getting nutrition out of it, or just
not nutrition. Hana. It's getting hana. In other words, there's a difference between a dry massage and a massage with oil. The massage with oil, people get hana'a. It's very mahana.
Why is that nene gufa more than just
it feels soft and
yeah, well, niskacha bekosel, like a back scratch. What's the difference between a back rub and a back scratch?
No, the back scratch is external and this is internal. It's being absorbed into the body. How can you compare possibly the two? In other words, it's a whole different world. That's the difference exactly between a dry massage. A dry massage, you're getting scratched. You know, you're getting from the outside. Nothing's going inside, right? But here, you're I mean, Sicha was a very, very powerful Hanon in the time of the Romans.
It's also like, it's just Matthias. If you get a massage without, you know, just a plain massage, then you get up after the massage, like, okay, it felt nice, but like, you're not different from having had the massage. But if you have like a cream rubbed into your hands, so then, you know, an hour later, your hands feel softer because of the cream that was rubbed in an hour before. It really does change your body.
Okay. So anyway, this question...
No, I know what it is.
Yeah. Anyway, so over here, our question is whether Sicha is simply just another Maise, or it really relates to to the world of Achila. This is a Machokas Rishonim in terms of how do we view the din of Sicha on Yom Kippur. Is this a role model for Kol HaTorah Kula, or is it Stam Gzeres HaKasov in the world, or Chumra Midrabana, perhaps, in the world of Yom Kippur? So I sent you, we're learning, I mean, next week is Yom Kippur. Okay, so the Tosus in Yuma, the Gemara over there says, Tanan, Minayin L'Sicha Shehi Kishisiya, it's not, D'Ksiva Tavo Kamayim Bikirbo. In other words, it brings a Pasuk from Nach. Perak Amar B'Yakiva, Ka'amar Allah, Afal Pishen, Raya L'Davar, Zeche L'Davar, V'Tav Mamayim Bikirbo. And so, Pirush Rabbeinu Tam, Kol Inuyim Diyom Kippurim Lesnehu, Ela Midrabonim. Krayas Machta Bialma. Levar Meachila Vishtia, Amar Lekaman. V'im Hayem Uchluchach Betit, I mean, what's the Raya? Im Hayem Uchluchach Betit O Betzoa, Rochets Kedarko Veino Choshesh, Mishesh Chatat Berosh, Asach Kedarko Veino Choshesh, Kohen Shesach Shemen Shel Truma, Ben Bito Yisrael Mis Agilbo Veino Choshesh, I Havei Midoraisa, Havei Osir Bechol Inyan. Ela Midrabanan, from the heterim that we have on the other Inuyim on Yom Kippur, it appears that these are Isurim Drabanan. Although we wouldn't have these heterim had these been Isurim Mida Oraisa. However, we have a case that it's the Kohen, there's an Isur Lasuch Shemen Shel Truma. Just like a Kohen is not allowed to eat Truma, he's not allowed to be Sach, to anoint himself, to have a massage, with Shemen Shel Truma. So comes the Rabbeinu Tam and says, "Umuter la adam lasuch bechelev, de lo eshkachan de itzar sicha kishisia ella biyom kipurim truma viisurei hanaa." That there are only three times that sicha is aser beyond, in other words, the world of achila. That's on Yom Kippur, truma, and isurei hanaa. But all other isurei achila, there's no isur of Sicha. And he brings a raya from a Gemara Sachim that Ravina Shayef Lebarte Beguharke Do Arla, etc. Ad Amar Le Shalokaderech Hano Aso Ka Avidna. Okay, that's the Shita of Tosfos. The Taz in Yoredea, Kasa Bis Yosef Bishem Orchos Chayim, Do Osar Lasuch Bisaro Bechelev Chazir, the Sicha Hu Bechal Shsia. That we have a Beis Yosef who says, no, that this is a din v'chol haTorah kula. Wherever you have a din of Isur Shia, you also have a din of Sicha. And of course, the real nafkamina of this would be, in what area? In terms of Pesach. In terms of Pesach, in other words, in terms of all of the creams. What? So you have a triple issue. Firstly, do we say Sicha Kishtiya is limited to Yom Kippur, Truma, and Isuri Hanoah? Or is it a din b'chol haTorah kula? If it's a din b'chol haTorah kula, would it also be in the world of Refuah? In other words, is it only in the world of Ta'anug, of Hanoah? In other words, so all of these are the issues that are relevant. But within the Yerushalmi is mashma that he's taking Sicha Keshia as the din b'chol haTorah kula, that is considered to be hanoas gufa, and therefore would be a tolda, a meaningful tolda of the world of Shein, as opposed to the world of, as opposed to Niskacha Chavakosel, and as opposed to Tinfa Peros. Okay. On our Gemara, on the editions that we have in our Gemara, we have the Gilyon HaShas on the page. What does the Gilyon HaShas say on Rashi, Tinfa Peros, Nizgalgola Lehen Kederach Susim? Where does the Masoros Gilyon HaShas send us to? Ayem Lekama Yudchesim Adeis Barashi. Yireh Maskel Dochit. Okay, if we look over there, so we have Rashi points out look in the second line of the Gemara, second wide line, Tashma, Behemashi Tila Glalin Leisa, an animal defecates into dough. Rav Yehuda Omer Meshalim Nezek Shalim. Rav Elazar Omer Chatzi Nezek. My love could go into Ava Tlosa Zibna Bahaka Miflege, Mar Savar Yesh Hada, Umar Savar Ein Hada, Lo, Bachad Zibna, Ufuz the Sumchus for Rabbanan Kamiflege. In other words, that we have a Machoke, Sumchus, and Rabbanan as to whether there is Halacha Moshe Misinai on Tsroros, that Tsroros pays Chatzi Nezek. And over here, the Mando Amar that you pay Nezek Shalem, is like Sumchus, that Tsroros is Nezek Shalem. And the Mando Amar that Tsroros is Chatzi Nezek is Rav Elazar, that it's Chatzi Nezek. Gemara asks, V'ha Meshunehu, and the moment that's Meshuneh, we're dealing with the world of Karen, and forget about Tsroros. The Dachik Lei Alma, that the animal has no choice. Dachik Lei Alma, Rashi, Omedes v'makom tsar, ein lo makom lazuz misham, v'shelo lahana asa askina, kegon b'mishal shelet. We're dealing with an animal, in other words, who has no alternative in terms of its own nature, but to defecate, and it has no alternative but to defecate on this isa, and so that is we're dealing over here with. We're not dealing with the world of Meshuna. Any animal who is ill will do this. What av masik is this lechora? Regel. We're talking about regel, and then we have the machlokes. It's din of regel tsroros, right? It's once removed from the world of regel. And how does regel tsroros pay? Chatzi nezek or nezek shalei? Comes along Rashi and says, the ila hana'asa, if the animal is defecating for its hana'a, tolda deshein hi. Period. Okay? That we have another tolda of shame. We have another form of tinfa peros. We have the tinfa peros of rolling on the peros. We have the tinfa peros of chewing something and spitting it out. We have a third form of tinfa peros. However, that is what Rashi Kanareh heard from Rabosa. Nira be'enai, dekol gulalim lahana asahi, vafilu hachi, lav tolda deshein ninhu, deshein hezeka degufahu, vahane tsroros ninhu. And according to Tosfos, we're off on a technical, according to Rashi, we're off on a technicality. In achinami, in other words, we're dealing over here with something that would theoretically be a tolda of Shane, if it's lahana asa. However, how are we off on technicality? No, not that it's done hana. The Shane hezeka de gufa hiva hani tsroros ninu. Namely, that we're dealing over here with, you know, it's not the animal doing nezek directly with its body, but rather indirectly. And, says Rashi, maybe that's Xeris HaKasuv by what?
Regel.
By Regel. What would we call this in the world of Adam HaMasik?
Kocho.
Kocho. Okay, so the question is, how do we view Kocho of a Behema? By Adam, we say Kocho Kgufo. Right? But how do we view Kocho in the world of Behema? So Rashi appears over here to say that in Regel we have Xeris HaKasuv of Kocho Kgufo, and the question is, how do you pay? Chatzi nezek or nezek shalem, but in other mazikim we don't have a din of kocho. V'ha damrinim perakama tinfa peris lahana asa. Davi tolda d'shem. I over here were saying that this is not a tolda d'shem. Hayu kagonsh nizgalgo aleim kedera chasusim v'ha chamorim. That's the case of gufa. Okay? So according to Rashi, theoretically this would be a tolda of shame, But practically, it's not. Is there anyone who learns that practically the world of Hitila Glolin is practically an Afmazik of told of Shein? Let's go back to our sugya. Look at Rabbeinu Hananel on the Gimel Amid Aleph. Tolda de Shein, you have it? Tolda de Shein. My edition is three lines at the bottom. Kol sheyesh lebehema hanoa behezeka, kagon niskacha bekosel hanoasa, v'tinfa peros lehanoasa. Perush, ilulei astat tzracheha, hayis amitz ta'eres, lefika chayav mishum she nehenes. Namely, that Rabbeinu Hanano learned that the tinfa peros of our sugya was, I don't know if Rabbi Kiva Eger had Rabbeinu Hanano. Pashas didn't have Rabbeinu Hanano. Okay, it was printed much later. It was found later. Okay, he was medayik. Look on Rashi and Daf Yud Kasam and Beis. Here we have another type of tinfa peros. Rashi says this is not the tinfa peros of our sugya because it's sroros. It's indirect. But Rabbeinu Hanano learns this as the tinfa peros of our sugya. That this is the tinfa peros. Al pi svara. Who has to really explain himself, Rashi or Rabbeinu Hananel, in terms of whether there should be a din of tsroros in the world of Shein? What would be your default position? Should there be a din of kochol kagufo in the world of Nezikin? By Adam we say kochol kagufo lechora. We would say it around across the board. The whole issue of tsroros is halacha moshe misina if chatzi nezek. The uniqueness of regel is that you don't pay nezek shalem. But lachora, my nafkamina, whether you the animal damages via kocho or via gufo, we're talking over here about the world of the zikin. We're concerned with the hefse to the owner. In other words, it's okay, at least it's an open issue. Okay. But what is the tremendous chiddush within Rashi and Rabbeinu Hananel to view hitila glalim? Forget about the issue of kocho. To view Hitila Golem as shame.
Is there a tsroros of other nezikin aside from regal?
That's the machlokas over here between Rashi and Rabbeinu Hananel. That's exactly the machlokas. Okay? Rashi says there's no tsroros anywhere but regal, and Rabbeinu Hananel assumes that we have over here tsroros of nezik shalim. That in all the world of nezikin, we can have a world of. That's exactly the machlokas. But I'm asking, is this the classic, forget about that issue, is this the classic Hana'a?
No, it's just a prevention of tzara.
Ma pitam that this is Hana'a. In other words, the Hana'a that we classically speak about is where you get Hana'a from doing the Nezek. Over here, L'chora, in other words, there's no connection between the Hana'a of the behemah. The animal Baruch Hashem is relieved, and the nezek which is occurring.
Coincidence.
What? It's a tremendous chiddush that this is considered to be.
Rabbi's saying the chiddush is that there's a disconnect between the maisa and the hana, or the fact that he's saying that relieving itself from tsar is considered hana.
No, because the hana is also
the nezek.
The hana is also relieving tsar. Right, he has an itch, so he rubs. Now he doesn't have an itch anymore. The act and the nezek are tied together there. If the nezek and the act are just happens that something valuable was underneath, that's a total coincidence.
He's not being nehne from the nezek. Right. He's being nehne from the fact that he's relieved. It's an internal hana. It's not. You know, it's the there's no the maisa nezek is not a maisa of hana.
Why isn't that true by Niskalgal and also? It's not the fruit that's. Isn't he benefiting from just rolling around in the dirt and it happens to be or on the ground and it happens to be at the
He's
fruit.
Benefiting from the Maisa Nezek, namely the friction with the peros, that's what gives him the Hana'ah. Like the friction of the wall gives him Hana'ah. That's in other words the chewing gives Hana'ah, the eating gives Hana'ah. But over here the Hana'ah is that Baruch Hashem. You know, where he's not mitzayer internally, but at l'chora, it's a very big chiddush. But I mean, both the Rashi, now that's a common denominator of Rashi and Rabbeinu Hanano. They both view this as yesh hana'a lehezeko. Both of them view it as yesh hana'a lehezeko. Again, within the sugya over there on Daf Yudchesed Beis, without Rashi, we wouldn't have brought in Shein at all. Gemara speaks about Kavanos Lahazik. The Gemara speaks Dochek Le Alma L'Chor of Regel. Right? That the Rashi is the one who says. Rashi brings up the world of Hana, and Rabbeinu Hanano brings it into the world of Hana.
Could it be a difference how you read? I mean, the Rabbeinu Hanano has a base Yishana Behezeka, and we have Lehezeka. Could that be a difference? Yishana Behezeka, meaning as long as in the damaged thing there is.
Clearly, yeah, that is Ishita, but you know that's a chiddush. That itself is the chiddush. Nachinami, he was aware of that. There's a classic chakira of Siman and Siba in terms of the world. In other words, when we have a tchuna, when you have a characteristic, is this characteristic the reason? Like Hezeko Matsui, we spoke about. Hezeko Matsui, is this that which is the Siman that this is regel, or is this the Siba that you're chayav? Because since Hezeko Matsui, you should have watched your animal. Over here, you could ask, Hana'a lehezeko, is it a siman or is it a siba? In other words, is it simply the fact that something comes under this character that defines it as shame? And so we're saying anything with the animal smiles is defined as shame, or lehefech, it's a siba. There has to be a certain inner logic to have the chiyuv, and that inner logic doesn't apply over here in the case of Hitila Gvola. Okay, let's just do two more lines in the Gemara, if possible. Gemara then continues that since Lachora, this is a classic Tolda, then there's no reason to assume that this is the world of Toldosem Rav Kiyotze Bahem. Ki Ka'ama Rav Papa Al Tolda De Rego. Rav Papa wasn't speaking about Tolda De Karen. There, it's Kiyotze Bahem. He wasn't speaking about Tolda the Shein, there it's Tolda Seim Kayotzeba, maybe he's talking about the Tolda of Rego. Tolda the Rego Maihi, Hizika Begucha Derechilucha, Besara Derechilucha, Beshalif She'oleha, Beprumbia Shebepiha, Bezug Shebitzavara. Maishna Rego, the Hezeko Matsiman of Kushmarasan Alecha, Haniname Hezekan Matsui, Mamoncha Ushmirasan. Alecha. What over here, again, is the Tolda. We have the same Tchuna of Matsui, but as opposed to the Maisa Regel, which is an act of stomping, right? Of stepping. Over here, we're dealing with
other parts
of the body. Okay, so it's, again, similar, but not exactly the same. Look at the Yerushalmi. What does Yerushalmi add over here? Tani behema shenifnas alrushus hayochid vizika, bein biyada, bein biragla, bein bikarna, bein baol shalaleha, bein bishalaf shiyeshba, bein baagala shihi moshechet, mishalim nezek shalem. I mean, what's the extension?
The
agala shihi moshechet. Namely, not only that which is either part of the animal organically, or part of the animal, the maisa adam, which is attached to the animal, right? So like the saddle, etc. But even that which is being moshech, that's all considered to be derech hilucha. That's all considered to be gufa. I mean, this is not shroros. This is considered to be gufa. Okay, we'll stop over here, with your permission. We still have marmakomos that are left in terms of boar and in terms of the Rizka Rav. Okay? And should I add to it for Sunday? Okay, we'll add a little to the Seder.
Put it in a car?
What?
Could a car
is the hemshech of Adam, right? A car is Adam Hamazik. In other words, unless, well, you're going to have a car which is, you know, the new car, what are the self-driving cars? Self-driving car. That would chora be mamono hamazik, no?
Yeah, probably be like up no secure, like that kind of thing.
Why wouldn't it be like a shore? In other words, yeah.
I have to work on it. Okay, we'll work on it. Self-driving car. That'll be our master's thesis. Come out. What is the av mazik of a self-driving car? We'll have to first get through it. It's clearly not a bore unless someone walks into it. But you know, we do have other, you know, we'll have to see what kind of combination perhaps it would be. Hopefully also it's not Kabanasala Hazik. Hopefully also it's not Ishmael Hazik. Okay, we'll work on it.